As the U.S. military prepares for a possible war in Iraq, the armed services are struggling with a domestic issue. By the Pentagon's estimate, thousands of military families live in poverty. Despite recent salary increases, many enlisted men and women say they can't afford food and other basic needs. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports.
At the end of a gray cinder block hallway, Amy Levesque unlocks a door and switches on the fluorescent light. A cavernous room is crammed to the ceiling with boxes of cereal, hamburger helper, and cans of stew.
Department of Social Services donated the formula and the baby food for us. And we also have something that people forget about and don't think that people need, which is diapers.
Levesque runs a food pantry in Watertown, New York, a few miles from the Fort Drum Army base. She says Army families make up 20% of the people who come in looking for free meals and supplies.
The military kind of has "we take care of our own" motto, which you realize that they kind of don't. And there's a lot of people that fall through the cracks and need the assistance that isn't getting it.
Levesque speaks from experience as a social service worker, but also as the wife of a soldier. Her husband, an Army specialist, brings home roughly $1,300 a month after taxes.
I have always worked two jobs, and my husband, he's in the military, plus he has a nighttime job. So luckily we don't have any children. With children, it would be very difficult.
But half of the military's 1.3 million soldiers and sailors do have children. Even with subsidized housing and extra pay during deployments, many find that it's nearly impossible to make ends meet. Loretta Schwartz Noble is author of a recent book about hunger in America called Growing Up Empty. She says the lower ranks in the armed services are basically working poor.
Some of these kids see this as their chance out of poverty, the way to fulfill the American dream, so to speak. However, no matter how skillful a person or a family is, when you are earning somewhere in the area of $1,000 a month before taxes, and you have three or four children, you are not going to be able to survive comfortably, even if you know how to make everything stretch.
The most recent Department of Defense report, released in 1999, found that 40% of lower-ranked soldiers face substantial financial difficulties. For her book, Schwartz Noble interviewed families at the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base in San Diego. She found that some simply go hungry.
For several days at the end of each paycheck period, they often have almost nothing to eat, sometimes absolutely nothing. That's when they turn up desperate at food pantries, soup kitchens, bread lines, because they've literally run out.
The military acknowledges that poverty is a fact of life for some soldiers. In November, the Department of Defense held a conference on the issue in Washington. The different branches have formed new programs designed to help spouses find better jobs and to teach young families how to budget their money. For families already in crisis, the Pentagon has created subsistence grants up to $500 each month.
There's never going to be a soldier, as long as we know about it, that goes without food. And his family is in that same situation.
Diane Hupko is an emergency relief officer at Fort Drum. Every day, she says, soldiers turn up here at the base's family center. It's a place where Army spouses and children meet to share support. Often, Hupko says, they come in frightened and hungry.
We last year had 1,061 cases, requiring $657,000 in assistance. You're dealing with about 10% of the population that needs that help.
The Department of Defense says the situation is improving, with far fewer families on food stamps. Another pay hike goes into effect next year, but many officers will see a pay increase twice the size of that offered to troops at the lower pay grades. Soldiers also say the extra money is offset by the growing number of deployments and transfers. On a snowy afternoon, a woman in fatigue sits in her car outside a strip mall near one of Fort Drum's main gates. Her boyfriend has gone inside a check cashing shop. The neon sign promises loans to military families.
If you know how to budget your money real good, then you can live just by getting by. A lot of things that I have to worry about now, I thought I wouldn't have had to worry about.
The woman in her early 20s declines to give her name, but says she's an Army specialist who served for 2 years. Without federal nutrition programs, she says, her family couldn't make it.
One thing I do get, because my daughter, she's still a baby, I do get WIC. That's a good thing, and if you don't have WIC, that milk is really expensive.
This kind of need is painful for soldiers. Amy Levesque, with the food pantry in Watertown, says many of her military friends are too proud to speak up.
They have a very hard time coming in here and saying, I need help. It's kind of a shame thing. They feel embarrassed. They feel like they're not able to provide for their own dignity. They feel that they're losing part of their dignity.
Military bases around the country once allowed food pantries to bring supplies inside their gates. Here at Fort Drum, trucks delivered free food regularly, offering soldiers and their families more privacy. The trucks were banned after the September 11 terror attacks. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann at Fort Drum in New York.